Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
First of all, we're going to talk about the Pacific first, and then we'll talk about Twilight. Because I'm sure you've been asked about that all day today.
Yeah.
Is this your first time in Toronto?
Yes, it is.
Have you seen much of it?
Yeah, I have actually been walking around since I got here, and just been up and down and all around, and visiting some antique shops, which has been fun. And then I went to the Sound Academy last night to see Florence and the Machine, and that ruled.
That's awesome. They're great.
Yeah.
So the Pacific. This is, you know, it's Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg. Collaboration. Did you watch any of the first one that they did together, the Band of Brothers?
Oh yeah, I've watched it and rewatched it. I love it, and I think we just wanted to, you know, do something, if it could be anywhere, you know, as close to good to that as we could get, would be incredible for us.
Now, were you interested in history and war movies, or just history in general, before you got this role in the Pacific?
Yeah, very much so. But I had, you know, I did not know that much about this war, especially about this front in the war. So it was a very educational experience to do all the research and to find out as much as I could, and then, you know, have the opportunity to be a part of a reenactment, I guess, of it.
Is it really difficult to make a war series? Does it get hard, I guess, the emotions and the whole content of it? Is it difficult for you as an actor?
Absolutely. And in this case specifically, it was very hard. I remember there's, you know, I have a scene where I'm cutting gold teeth out of a dead Japanese soldier. And I was doing the take and doing the take, and then they come in tighter at one point, and I'm like, do we really need this? Because I was just on the verge of tears at that point. It was just, I didn't know how much it was affecting me until we got to that point. And that's when you start to go to sleep after filming, and you're like, you know, you look back on the day, and it's like, you did some grisly, gruesome stuff that day. But you know, when you watch these DVDs, I think it'd be pretty worthwhile.
Do you find, have you guys gotten any feedback from war veterans at all?
We were constantly in contact with, you know, the few men who were alive and the few men who, even fewer, who were, we were portraying. So I think, you know, we would get as much advice from them as possible, and constantly talking to them about what their thoughts were. And I know from after having the premiere in Los Angeles, and having them watch the series, they're pretty pleased with the outcome. So that's pretty gratifying.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you have a lot of fans as well of the series, and it was compared to Band of Brothers, and it was, you know, people thought it was just as great. So that's fantastic.
Well, thank you very much.
Good. Well, now, working with Tom Hanks, you also are working in Larry Crown as well, another thing with Tom Hanks. Is it great working with him? Did he teach you anything exciting?
He's really not that sweet of a guy, the guy you see on every occasion. He's kind of the best guy around, actually. He's tons of fun, relaxed, laid back, and as much as he is a history buff, I think he's into doing his comedies as well, which Larry Crown is. So we've had a ton of fun since I've known the man. I hope to keep up this relationship, because he's a pretty special dude.
That's great. And when you're doing something like such a strong content, such as the Pacific with that war content, is it kind of relaxed on set at times? So are you guys able to kind of let loose?
It's very relaxed, and I think that's encouraged. When we make, you know, a bunch of actors getting around together, after you go do some crazy battle scene all day, all you want to do is sit back and laugh with the boys and talk about girls and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's tons of fun.
Now, Twilight, Breaking Dawn, this is, you now got cast as Benjamin. Are you nervous about what's going to happen? Because the Twilight series, they blow up. They're already blown up. So every new character, every new vampire character has just a crew of fans. Are you at all nervous about this kind of frenzy that's going to happen?
I'm a little nervous. My brother, I live with my brother. He's like, we're going to have to change the locks. You know that? And I'm like, I don't think it's going to come to that. I don't know. Everything I do is a bit character-y, so I don't know if, you know, it'll be that appealing to the young gals around, or I'm not positive what's going to happen, but I'm not too worried about it.
And is there anything you can tell us about Breaking Dawn? Is this going to be maybe one of the better films of the series?
I'd like to hope so. I think, you know, Bill Condon's going to put a real classy touch on these two films, so it's they're going to be really good. I can tell that just from going in a meeting so far.
Lots of action.
Yeah, lots of action.
Great.
Lots of action. Not as much as the Pacific, but...
Did you have fun, though? Or are you excited to do it?
I'm always excited to be working on these cool jobs. I get to play some interesting characters.
And did you read the Twilight series at all?
I've finished the final book, and I think that's all I'm going to stick to so far.
I was going to say, you can probably just read the last one. You'll be good. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.
Thank you. Check out these Blu-ray disc DVDs on the Pacific. Yeah.